One of the most influential guitarists of the folk boom of the 1950s and 60s is still going strong, even after some of the younger musicians she inspired have died. Folklorist first recorded Etta Baker in 1956. At the time, she was working in a factory in Morganton, North Carolina. These days, Etta Baker tends her garden, she plays guitar every day, and she recently released her second CD. Alan Cockle visited her at home.
91-year-old Etta Baker sits on a straight-back chair in her living room, her guitar on her lap, the front door open to the street where she's lived for more than half a century.
I moved here in the year of 49. I was born in Caldwell County and raised down Chase City, Virginia.
When did you start playing the guitar?
Well, when at the age of 3.
Can you remember the first song you ever learned?
Dewdrop.
How were you learning then?
Well, from my dad. He played banjo, guitar, harmonica, and violin. He was mostly just a sportsman, a hunter. And he would ship furs to Baltimore. And back then, it didn't take a lot to live on like it do now because he raised most of what we needed. And so it was just a happy life far back as I remember. This is the first blues I heard my dad play. It's called The Carolina Breakdown.
The music Etta plays comes from a world far different from the racially divided America of today.
Yeah, where we lived was in a white section, but everybody was one family. And myself and Cora, that was my sister and daddy, we'd play on Saturday nights for big, big dances. This was one of the main tunes, Never Let Your Deal Go Down. At night, they'd have big dinners. And then when dinner was over, they'd go back to playing and dancing. I guess that's what they call the good old days.
The style of music she learned from her father is sometimes called Piedmont blues, after the Piedmont region of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. It's a style that reflects a mixing of cultures, African-American blues, white country picking, and English fiddle tunes. Tim Duffy runs the Music Maker Foundation and record label that's released 2 Etta Baker CDs.
If you want to characterize it, fingerstyle guitar with almost a Merle Travis thumb beat going down with lilting melodies, a beautiful emphasis on a melody and a beautiful emphasis on passing chords, passing bass lines, Etta Baker would be a premier Piedmont artist.
Etta influenced a generation of guitarists in the burgeoning folk scene of the Northeast. Etta didn't know it at the time, but several field recordings of her playing had been included on a collection called Instrumental Music of the Southern Appalachians.
I first heard Etta Baker back about 1961 or 62. And I was really stopped at the version of Railroad Bill that I heard.
Bluesman and musicologist Taj Mahal plays with Etta on her new CD.
There's a lot of chords that you can play that really give you the sound of what's modern on a guitar. Older chords seem like you can see right through them into the past. She always says something a lot about her learning those songs from her dad. And then she always keeps coming up with new tunes that she'd forgot. Oh, I forgot this one. And then sit down and play you something that you go like, oh my, you know, I mean, here's another old slice that goes back into what kind of music people sat around and played at one time.
Etta Baker was in her 60s before she played a solo gig. She was 78 when she put out her first record.
I raised a family of 9 children, and I didn't travel much, you know, in raising a family. I worked at the Buster Brown plant for about 26 years. And there was a man came down from Portland, Oregon, and he said, you ought to pick up your guitar and quit work. Well, I thought about that was on Wednesday, and Friday I quit. I went to the office and told him I was quitting, and I did, and I enjoy it every day since.
Although Etta Baker never earned a cent from those early influential recordings, today, with help from the Music Maker Foundation, she's finally got her rights back, and those tracks are included on the new CD. For NPR News, I'm Alan Cockle.
If you'd like to hear Etta Baker play with Taj Mahal, go to npr.org.